Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Selfless Love Talk radio show with your coach, Chanel Budd. I am here this evening to present a special show tonight celebrating Juneteenth, and also I'm going to go ahead and proceed thereafter into a revival, a praise and worship, and just thanking our Father in heaven for all that he has done and is doing in this world. You know, despite what it looks like, we still have to remain hopeful, right, and trust and have trust and faith in the Lord. And so I'm here this evening. I'm going to wait for a few people to join us before I get started. I will be, for those who are on now, I will give you two of the Bible verses that I'm going to be touching on this evening. And one is James 5:16. And the other one is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Those are the two that I am going to be touching on during the show. And I'm also going to speak on what this day actually means. What does Juneteenth mean? What is the history behind Juneteenth? So again, I am waiting for those, for some, you know, other people to join us. They are dialing in as we speak, so I just want to give them time before I go on. Some of the house rules I ask is that you mute your phone, and I'm going to go ahead and have you all live on my end. And there will be a time where I will be reaching out for anyone who has questions. If you would like to speak or even pray when we start prayer, you are welcome to do so. We are going to take this time and actually process what's going on, as well as praise and worship about what the Lord is doing while this is going on. So again, I am going to wait until we get to the 55th minute, which is less than 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes away, and then I will get started. So I have some announcements that I am going to be making, so I can go ahead and just share some of that and reiterate at the end. There is a book that is actually in pre-release right now, and the paperback is also now pre-release, so you can do pre-orders on that if you would like to do that. But it's called Free from Silence, and it's 12 authors, and we did a collaboration. So there's stories within this book. There's 12 stories, actually, and they touch on, you know, some of the things that happen through life. And, you know, when you get to a point to where you're not, you have to get healed, right, and you have to embrace or accept your shame in it. But then there comes the success, the breakthrough. And so, you know, it's a phenomenal collaboration. So that is available. You can go to MondayMorningClientServices.com for that. And the information is right there within the website. And then also you can, you know, reach out to me at info@MondayMorningClientServices.com as well. But I am now going into the 55th minute. We have about 56 seconds, and then I am going to go ahead and start. Again, I reiterate the verses that I'm going to be touching on this evening, and it's going to be James. It's going to be James 5:16, and then it's going to be 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I do ask that you all mute your phones on your end, and I'm going to open up the lines on my end, because once I touch on this, we're actually going to be able to have a discussion amongst each other, process together, and then we are going to be able to pray with one another on one accord and just do some worship and praise in the Lord. This show is scheduled for an hour, so again, you know, let's just take our masks off, you know, embrace the information, embrace the message, and most importantly, embrace the Lord in one another. And so we are going to be starting. So I welcome you all on again to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Chanel Butt. And I am going to start with James 5 and 16. So if you all would turn to that as I read, that would be great. I want to open up with that, and then I'll go into what Juneteenth is about, okay, the history behind it. So confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so in that, you know, as we come together and we share amongst each other what we're going through, you know, in referencing and saying, okay, I am going through something. I am a sinner. I do fall short. But saying it amongst your brothers or your sisters in Christ, or, you know, those who empathize and can pray with you and for you and not against you and just see you for who you are, right? And that's one of the things that I'm touching on right now is who we are, how people see us, how do we even see ourselves? It's all very, very important for us to understand and see ourselves as who God made us to be and not what the man tried to create us to be, right? So a little history on Juneteenth. Juneteenth is on June 19th, also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, and Liberation Day. It is an unofficial American holiday and an official Texas state holiday celebrated annually on the 19th of June in the United States to commemorate Union Army General Gordon Granger announcing federal orders in the city of Galveston, Texas on June 19th, 1865, proclaiming that all slaves in Texas were now free. Although the Emancipation Proclamation had formally freed them almost 2.5 years earlier, and the American Civil War had largely ended with the defeat of the Confederate States in April, Texas was the most remote of the slave states, with a low presence of Union troops, so enforcement of the proclamation had been slow and inconsistent. So, really, it was almost 2.5 years that the slaves had been free, but they still even tried then to keep them enslaved and not give them their freedom. That was 1865. So now we're in 2020. And as I discuss this, I'm discussing this open-mindedly in the Holy Spirit, awoke in understanding what is going on. And though it seems dark, right, and it seems heavy, and it seems like there's no hope, I came this evening to tell you that there is a hope. We have the hope. The hope is in the Lord. We are to trust in the Lord. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our protector. He created us. He is our all in all. And we need to continue to understand that his word will never be void. Never. His word is life. His word is our promise. And we need to, you know, steadily hold tight and steadfast to his word, no matter what. And fear is a tactic of the enemy, right? And so what the enemy does is he tries to come, steal, kill, and destroy by any means necessary. And I need for everybody to also understand that this, what we're going through right now and what we have been through and our ancestors have been through, is biblical. This is biblical. And so all things must take place, but we need to understand that we are chosen for this season to be used as vessels for the Lord and not of the enemy, to have a voice to speak. We have the word as our sword, right? So today I come and I say, let's process this together. Let's try to find ways that we can actually be, like, the ways that we all have, that we can literally help. We can all help in some way, shape, or form. Not everybody is going to be able to do the same exact thing. When somebody serves, with how they serve may not look like how you serve or what you do. But we all are called. And everybody who does just the part that they're called to do is adding change, and it is saving a life and bringing people closer to the Lord, because we are the light. We are the light. The Lord is within us. We are of God. And so in the dark places, guess what? When the light shows up, the darkness has to go because the light showed up. And so I'm just grateful to have you all on here today, and we're going to get into processing this thing. So I wanted to start with some ideas, right? So as I start to talk about this, I would like for you all to, you know, chime in one at a time, however you, we can just keep it going. If you hear somebody that wants to say something, you know, allow them to speak, and then the other will do the same, okay? But I do want to speak on something that I thought about, and it was, how do you help our community? How do we help our children? How do we help? And so there are so many different ways and things that we can do to help. For instance, there are children in daycare centers, right? Because people still have to work. So if people got together and found out, okay, you know what? Well, we can help these moms out a little bit. Maybe they need some extra school supplies or necessities or anything like that. We can ask a local school, a local church, a local football team for the cheerleaders and the football players and things like that. There are so many ways that we can help within our communities that won't affect what we're doing. It'll add more change. Because usually the upper level of things, it's harder for the donations and things to actually trickle down where it needs to be trickled down into. So I'm going to open up the line, and anyone who would like to speak, you're welcome to do so. Like I said, again, this is an open forum. We're going to have the talk. We're going to be able to praise and worship and talk to one another, get to know one another a little bit. But right now, it's all about, you know, fellowship, celebration of who we are, who God made us to be, in praise and worship. So if you don't mind muting your phone, unless you're going to be speaking, we can start with whoever wants to go first. All right. So
good evening, Chanel. This is your sister Aisha.
Hello.
How
good
are you?
Amen.
Good. Amen. I'm godly proud of you, first and foremost, for bringing forth a platform, a space to first and foremost glorify God, be reminded of who God is, how powerful, how merciful, how awesome He is, and how faithful He is from generation to generation, how He has kept His hand upon our people. So I thank God that you just created a space for us to come together this evening, first to give God glory, then to talk about the journey of, you know, our people in this land. And even our journey began before we even got to this land. And so just thinking about how faith, it has been faith that has kept our people from generation to generation, from every sort of oppression. It has been our faith that has kept us. So we can't forget that as we continue to fight against systemic oppression, as we continue to deal with the issues in our families, in our homes, in our communities, and in our schools, that we have to remember who we are by whose we are as well. So I just want to thank you, my sister, for just bringing us together this evening. And, you know, as you were speaking, my thought that was coming to mind is always the idea of what oppression is. And you spoke about, you know, Juneteenth representing our freedom, and just remembering, you know, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. And that the oppression of sin creates such a stronghold on our spirits, our minds, our hearts, our souls, when we deal with traumas and when we deal with the effects of sin, you know, poverty, broken homes, and, you know, all of the things that are created through sin, how it creates these strongholds. And those strongholds cannot be broken without going to the one who is able to break all strongholds, and that is our Lord and Savior. And so even as we deal with our human existences and our human circumstances, we have to remember that we fight not with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities. And we're dealing with spiritual wickedness. And so we have to fight this battle with God. We have to serve with the Lord so that we can be effective and teach others how to break those strongholds. So we could change those generational curses to generational blessings, which I believe is what's happening now. So just wanted to share that thought.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I welcome you on. And at any time, if you have a word, you know, please feel free. We are going to have some time to where we can all pray on one accord. So if anyone would like to join in on our prayer as we start, whoever wants to jump in and pray next, you're welcome to do so. This is a revival. This is us saying, thank you, Lord, even now. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We trust you. We believe in you. And we know that you're doing a mighty work. And what it looks like, it won't always be that way. We just have to trust the process. But first, we have to trust in the Lord. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? Introduce yourself. Don't be shy. We are coming together to praise and celebrate who we are. And know that we have the victory because God already won the battle. So do not hold back. Don't hold back. Today we are going to literally worship. And whoever hears this afterwards, this is a global platform. You know, so we're going to be blessing people all around the world. I will go ahead and you want to join in? Join in. Another thing that I was going to
Good afternoon, Chanel. Welcome. This is LaShondra. I just wanted to say hello and let you know that I am on the line listening. And when God prompts me, I will give you something I have from him.
Amen. Thank you and welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Janelle?
Yes.
This is your sister. And I'm so, so proud of you. God has really, really led the way in your life, man. You have been so obedient to him that is showing. And I just want you to keep doing what you're doing because you got my attention, because God got my attention.
Amen.
And you're just leading me more and more to where I need to be. And I just thank you so much for being such a stronghold for our family, bringing us all together in our time of need, and also just being that prayer warrior, you know, as Mommy would say. You know, our family is something special. So that's why we got to pray harder because we will be attacked at any given moment. But we have to be stronghold together. And with you with this platform, boy, I see the light at the end of the tunnel with you. I really do, and I can't wait to go through this whole journey with you for the rest of our lives. And I love you so much.
I love you too, and amen, amen.
Hey, Chanel.
Hi, Arnold. I'm so sorry.
Hi, folks.
Hey,
hello.
I just want to let you know I'm on the line as well. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can.
Hello? Okay, it's Maisha. Thank you for the opportunity of getting us together. I had been praying and asking the Lord, you know, what do I do for Juneteenth? I'm dealing with knowing it's baseball, you know, so I was doing a little research myself. And you pretty much gave a great synopsis of what it entails. But I just thank you that we can get together, you know, and honor God on this day. And just thank God for everything that he's done thus far and what he's going to continue to do. I really don't have much to say. I'm just going to sit back and listen. But I do thank God for the opportunity to get together as believers. So this is always a great thing. And hi to everybody.
Hi. Amen,
hello.
Amen. Hello. Who am I speaking with? Okay. So what I'm going to ask is there were a few that spoke, so what I need everybody to do right now is introduce yourself if you have not spoken already. And the reason why I'm doing that for tonight is because we are really in a divine place, and everybody on this line is important. And I need for you all to understand that when we praise and worship the Lord on one accord, you know, just knowing who's praying with you and who's by your side is amazing, because you just never know where we're going to end up, right, tomorrow, you know. And you meet new people, you share across information, and you just don't know. You just don't know. I believe in divine connections. I believe, you know, right now in the space that we're in, we have some very, 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 very God-fearing women of God on this line. We have pastors, we have ministers, we have evangelists, you know. So I'm just asking that you all don't be afraid tonight. This is a night of celebration. We are doing this, you know, this COVID thing, and we're shut in. So this is our way to enjoy one another and praise, and happy Juneteenth.
Hi, this is Tatum. Can you all hear me?
Yes. Hi, Tatum. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to come on here briefly and just kind of say a couple of things. The first thing I want to say is this platform is amazing. I'm very, very proud of you, Chanel. You have been truly obedient to God and have laid a platform and a blueprint for our family. And I'm just so grateful for you just stepping out on faith, and I pray that God will continue. I don't even pray. I know that God will continue to bless you. He has elevated you, and I just want you to continue to stay focused. Don't get distracted, because this is your season. And so anybody who's on the line right now that is just listening, I just want to give a word of encouragement to anyone who is trying new things, stepping out on new endeavors, trusting God. This is a season now where we must trust God, that we must get in alignment and start believing the things that He has called us to do. It's time to do kingdom business. We can no longer be lukewarm. We have to make God a priority. So I'm decreeing and I'm declaring that everyone who's on the phone right now, that they will continue to do God's will and His purpose, and that anything that is not of God, that it be removed out of our lives, and that we will just continue to hunger for Him. So I just pray that in Jesus' name, and let's get it, God. Let's do the work of the Lord. And that's it.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Sister Lucretia. I am a born again believer, and it's amazing to be able to realize that there is a family in God, and it's not just 10 people. It's like a whole world of believers that are family, and I feel tonight that you guys are my family. And I look at you, Chanel, and I'm so proud of you, so godly proud of you. I don't see you as Chanel that I grew up with. I see the call that God has on your life, and I see the blessing you are to your family and to everyone. And God bless everyone. And I just want to I'm just so blessed by the Lord, and I'm open to whatever it is that He has for my life. And I hope to do whatever it is that He's calling me to do in life. And that's all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord. 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 Is there anyone else that would like to introduce themselves? So what I'm going to do now is we can have a conversation. So you all, we're going to have a conversation, and this conversation is going to be, you know, some of the things that we can actually do to help ourselves during this whole entire situation, because we're dealing with COVID and then we're dealing with police brutality and just the wickedness in this world, you know. And how do you care for yourself, right? So what do you do? How do you keep your mind mentally stable and healthy, your health, you know, as far as what you're putting in your body, the walking, the exercise, what you listen to, what you consume? You know, are you consuming too much TV or too much information? All of those things play a part. And so as a life coach, as a change agent, right, I'm going to talk a little bit about self-care. And so self-care, a lot of times I keep hearing that people are saying self-care is getting your hair done, getting your nails done, and getting a pedicure. That's what people really think that self-care is. But it's so much more than that. That, I believe, to be is treating yourself, gifting yourself, right? And you should get your hair done. But real self-care is quiet time by yourself, having that time to get that inner peace, that rest that you need. Another thing is when it comes to, you know, your hygiene, making sure that you're, you know, taking care of yourself, bathing correctly, you know, and stuff like that, making yourself feel better, not just being, because we're in on lockdown or we're not getting out as much, not getting dressed, still getting dressed, so still making yourself feel good. Self-care is reading books, you know, still keeping yourself educated, like reading something that will help you learn. Self-care is spending time with the Lord, getting into your word, you know, growing and having a relationship, a stronger relationship with the Lord. So there's so many things with self-care, but I believe self-care to be mental, spiritual, physical, and then your health, what you're eating. Those are all a part of self-care. And in order for you to be the best part, the best of you, all of it needs to be in alignment. And I'm not going to say I'm perfect at that. I still have work to do myself. But I am doing the work. And that's how it starts, doing the work. Even if it's slow, you know, do it. So that's one of the things. And then I wanted to talk to you all about creativity. In this season right now, God is really speaking to us, and we were all born with treasures. We were all born with gifts. And the more you have time to literally sit and think and ponder and speak to the Lord, your creativity will come up. It'll come up out of you. Things that you never even thought you knew you could do will start happening. You know, and as a thought comes or an idea comes or a goal comes, write it down, because it starts like that. Once you think it, write it down. When you write it down, you start to see it. It becomes real because it's now on paper. Thing is, you'll start to take action. Pray about it, you know, believe in it. Have faith in yourself, too, that you can do it. All things are made possible with God. So these are the things that you can do during this time as well. Start to become more creative. You know, you just don't know. There are so many gifts and talents. There's something that you may be able to do. You may be able to cook. And if you ever got in a bind, you'll be able to sell plates because you know how to cook. People need to eat. You may be someone who knows how to clean really, really well. People are needing people to clean. This is COVID-19 that we're in, so people are needing that even more. There may be people who can't get out to get to the grocery store, senior citizens and things like that. If you can drive and you have neighbors, that is a way of helping somebody. You're serving them, but you're also helping yourself as well. So there's so many different things that, you know, we can be open to start seeing, because now we're not as busy as the world had us to be before. We are literally at a time where we can embrace God, embrace what he's saying, you know, and wanting us to do for our lives. So, I'm going to go ahead now and read the second the second Bible scripture, which is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And so we had two people who literally spoke on this, and it's relevant. It's relevant for now and forever. And if we ponder on this thing and understand that, you know, we wrestle with our flesh and our spirit, literally, right? Flesh will be telling us one thing, but our spirit is saying no. Our spirit is taking us in a whole nother direction. When we start to hear the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speaking to us because he speaks so meek and mild, you know, just so loving, the enemy will try to be so loud, so much more louder, which is the distractions and everything else coming so that you can't hear from God. So sometimes when you're battling in the flesh, that's what's happening. It's literally, you know, that spirit, that flesh sinful spirit wanting to take over you so that you won't obey and do what God is asking of you. So 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And so I really honestly, at this time, if I have never in my whole entire life understood this scripture, I do today. This word, I do today. Today, this is more relevant than I've ever seen in my whole entire lifetime. And I understand. I understand that the Lord is saying, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Surrender unto God's will from your wicked ways. Only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And so today I come and I just ask Father God to please, Lord, you know, he hears our cries, but we have work to do for ourselves. We have to pray. We have to humble ourselves. We have to surrender. We have to seek the Lord's face and pray. So that's what I wanted to get us all together to do today, is to literally celebrate Juneteenth, acknowledge it, and recognize what it is, what it means, why it's celebrated. But furthermore, to celebrate the Lord, because, you know, our 400 years is up. It's actually 401 years. So there is a transformation going on right now. God's word returned back void, right? His promises are his truth. It's true. And everything that he has said will come to pass. So we're in that season where it has come to pass. Now we're in a transition season. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to be ugly, right? When you deliver a baby, you go through the contractions. You go through the whole process. You know, you think it's easy in the beginning because you're not gaining the weight. You don't have the contractions or anything. You grow, you grow, you grow, you grow. And when you get to that birthing point, it's excruciating pain. Excruciating pain. But when a baby comes, you forget all about how bad it was, right? Well, guess what? We're in that type of transformational state where they always say it gets worse before it gets better. But who do we trust in? We trust in the Almighty God, the I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. No matter. So I'm going to open it up again because we're going to go into prayer, and then whoever would like to join in and pray and just leave a word for our sisters on here tonight and our brothers who may be listening, you know, in the future. We're going to actually just cover everybody, all of us, our children, our families, you know, those who are not even prayed for. There's a lot of people right now, children, teenagers, and adults that don't know the Lord. Their homes are lacking the Lord. They don't even know. They don't even know who Jesus is. So our prayers are going to be covering people's babies who's walking these streets that are being, you know, hurt because they're uncovered. So we're doing this not only for ourselves and our loved ones and the people that are connected to us. We're doing this for the world, God's children. And because God said, even in his word, he says, you know, he's there for the just as well as the unjust. He reigns, what did he say? He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, right? We don't know who God's going to choose. Some of the people out here that's doing, you know, some messed up, pretty messed up stuff, you know, but at the end of the day, he's given us all a chance to repent and turn from our wicked ways and accept him as our personal savior wholeheartedly. So I'll start the prayer off, and then if anybody doesn't have anything to say right now, I'm going to go ahead and start prayer.
All right. As you prepare for prayer, I just, again, want to thank you for your obedience on today, and the particular scriptures that the Lord led you to are so relevant. And God, you know, making a command to his people, and especially on this day, we have to remember, even as people of color, that our race is not guaranteeing us a seat in the kingdom of God. So it's not just the color of our skin that makes us chosen, but it's the condition of our soul and our submission to his will. There's a call to righteousness that God has for his people. And so even though, you know, we're coming into a time where we're growing to appreciate and value who we are and fight against those systems that have harmed us because of who we are, we, again, must not forget that God's expectation and standard for us is still righteousness. And so we all do want to continue to pour that into our people as we are encouraging them that God still has a standard for us. And we want to strive to live up to that standard so that we can reap the full rewards of what it is that he has for us and all of our generations that have remained steadfast in our faith in him. So thank you for your obedience and calling us to that scripture today.
Amen. You're welcome. All right. So I'm going to start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, the power, and the glory, on earth, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just come right now thanking you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with the gift to be able to do this, Lord. I thank you for all you do, who you are, Father God. And I pray for all the women, all their families, all the children, Father God, and everybody connected to us, every listener, everyone who's going to listen later, Father God. I just ask, Lord, that you intervene, Lord, Father God, and protect us in this world, Lord. Continue to speak and pour into us what we need, our strength, our understanding, Father God, wisdom, knowledge, Father God, love, comfort, and peace, Lord, in you, finding you, Lord. I just love you so much, Lord. And I am coming just thanking you, Father God. I'm thanking you just for just being that loving Father, Lord. Even with our faults and our flaws, you still love us. You still love us. And I'm so grateful to have a dad, a father that I am, that is just so, you're just so loving. And you never give up on us, Lord. And so I'm just happy to just smile at who you are, you know, because that's where I find my joy. I find my joy and my hope in you. And so, Father God, I pray for all the needs, any needs that need to be met for these women of God, Lord, for their families, Father God, anybody that they know, Lord. You are a God, Lord, and you said that you are a provider. We should not worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, what we're going to drink, Lord. You have us covered. And so I continue to stand on that, Lord.
And thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that you will do, Lord. If there's anybody that needs, Father God, to be able to give to someone else, Father God, I ask that they get abundance in that area so that they can pour out and help others. That's what we are going to be doing, Lord. We are servers, Lord Jesus, and we know how important it is to help other people. So I ask, Lord, that you even open up and give us, you know, abundance to be able to help other people in the kingdom and these children out here that are lost, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. I celebrate you, Lord, on this day. I celebrate you on this day. Because if it wasn't for you, we would not even be. We wouldn't even be here, Lord Jesus. So I'm grateful and thankful, Lord. And I love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Most gracious and everlasting Father, I come to you right now, dear God, thanking you for this day. God, we thank you that we woke up this morning and you granted us brand new mercies. Father, we thank you that you provided grace for us today. Dear God, we thank you that you just sit high and you bless low, dear God. Father, you're just so worthy to be praised tonight, dear God. And we are so thankful to you, dear God, for everything, everything that you do for us. All the things that we've been through, dear God, down through the years that you've protected us and you brought us to this point, dear God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tongues, 1,000,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough, dear God, because you are so worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. You're so worthy to be honored. You're so worthy to just, I don't know what we would do without you, dear God. You're so faithful to us. You brought us from this point to that point to every point. You've been our healer. You've been our lawyers. Uh-huh. You've been our educator. You've been just everything to us, dear God. When we didn't even know how to take care of our own selves, you took care of us. You carried us through the dangerous times and the turmoil that we were going through. You matured each and every one of us on this line tonight, Lord. When we didn't even know how to mature ourselves, you took care of us. You brought us from a mighty long way. And God, for that, we're thankful. We just thank you for it. Every need that you provide, dear God, we just thank you for everything that we ask you for and you bring it to flourish for us, dear God. Father, we thank you for the woman of God on this line tonight that's hosting this prayer line tonight. We thank you for her, for bringing her through all the things that you have brought her through, dear God. When she didn't even know what her destiny was or what you had in store for her, she kept walking in your way and in your will, dear God. She never gave up on you, dear God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for everybody on this line who is connected to her and everybody that has a connection to everybody that's on the line tonight, dear God. Father, we thank you for the mighty connection that you have for sisters to be able to get on this line and express themselves, Father, and love one another and treat everyone with respect, dear God. Father, I love you for that. I love the sisters that are on this line tonight, dear God, just for having the boldness to come and speak your word to one another, dear God. We thank you for the opportunity, Father. We thank you that you love us so much, that you're so long-suffering with us, dear God. We thank you that you are faithful to us, dear God. We thank you that you provide for us, dear God. Father, we're just so thankful, Father. Father, I ask that you look on each and every woman on this line tonight, dear God. I ask that you bless them with abundance, dear God. Give them health. Give them finances. Give them a spiritual. Give them your Holy Spirit. Any need that they have tonight, dear God, please provide it, dear God. Please strengthen them, dear God, where they're weak, dear God. Make them courageous and strong, as Joshua says. We all have to be strong and courageous in this life, dear God. There are so many things going on in this world right now, dear God. We can't even start to count them. There's too many things to count. There's famine. There's abuse. There's sickness. There's just anything that financial difficulties, Father. But you hold in your hand. You provide for us every need that we have, dear God. And we come requesting that you continue to wrap your arms around us, dear God. Love us, Father, and help us to love each other. Father, I come asking you to look on the sick and the shedding this night. Dear God, bless those who are under the weather. Bless the COVID-19 patients, dear God. Father, I'm asking you tonight for everybody interceding tonight for COVID. God, could you just vanish it, relinquish it, get rid of it, send it back to the person who came, dear God?
Yes, Lord.
Please, dear God. Just do it for us, dear God. We are repenting tonight, as in the scripture Chanel read tonight. Father, we want to turn from our wicked ways. Father, we want to just ask you to be here for us. We can't. We want to stand in the gap for everybody tonight, dear God. Everybody. Father, for those who don't even know you, we're standing in the gap for them tonight, dear God. Because we want you to heal the land, Lord. Please, dear God. Please, God, we need a healing. This land needs a healing. And, Father, I'm asking you personally for myself to do so with your the person that you have over this country today, dear Lord. Father, I don't wish no ill will, dear God, but something, you are the only one that can take over that situation for the president, because the man is out of his mind, and you know it. And we're praying to you tonight, dear God, to do something in the government, dear God. Do something with the higher up. Do something in your hierarchy, dear God. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for a blessing tonight, dear God, on the land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking that you keep us safe, Father, because it's just a sin, and the devil is running rapid, dear God. Send him back to the pits of hell from which he came, Father. Let us have some peace, dear God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, dear God. We need you, dear God. We need you, Father. We need you to heal the land. We need you to come and help each and every one of us, dear God. Keep us in perfect peace and harmony, dear God, as we go to and fro after this, dear God. Be with each and every one of us. Look on those that are in the hospitals, that are in nursing facilities, that are convalescing, those that are needing surgery, dear God. Father, I lift up my mom to you tonight, dear God. Father, I thank you for her. I thank you for keeping her. I thank you for having me being able to take care of her at this age, dear God. Father, I just thank you for everything, small, large, whatever. I thank you for it, good, bad, enemies, friends. Father, everything, I give thanks because you love me so much that you take good care of me, and I love you. Father, I ask that you just help everyone on the line tonight for whatever their need, as I said, dear God. You shower them with blessings that they won't have room to receive. Father, thank you, and thank you for this opportunity tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone else want to say a prayer? All right. So if no one else wants to say a prayer, I'm going to end with just thanking and praising the Lord, for he is worthy. He is worthy. I pray for the covering and the protection of all of us, our families, all the innocent people out there, Father God, our men, our children, and everyone else, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord, that you're a Lord, our Father, and you never sleep. And I know that I can sleep because you never sleep, Father God. I will continue to be praying for everyone. I thank you all for attending this celebration of the Lord and June 10th. You know, we are at a historical place. 2020 is another historical moment for us. And so as we embark this journey, I just ask that no matter how hard it gets, if it gets, trust in the Lord in all things. And daily repent. Repent daily. Repentance is a daily thing. Talk to God. Trust God. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. And find your hope in the Lord.
Amen. As you close out, because you as well as the sister, your prayers encompassed it all. It truly did. But as you all both were praying, the Lord turned me to two scriptures that I'm asking your permission to just share. And it's just Psalms 34:19 through 22, which says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones; not one of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned." So we know the promises of the Lord, and his word will not come back void. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Which, you had two of them?
Yes, ma'am. And the other one is Psalm 37:1-6. And it states, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the new day." Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's it. That's it. That's the one. Praise God. Oh, girl.
Amen.
Don't know. That's it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
So there was one more person who was on, and I did not have them on live. So if your number ends in 1536, if you try to say anything this evening, you're welcome to do so. I do not want to leave anyone out. And if you don't, that's okay, but I'm opening up to you in the event that you would like to say something.
Well, I was not going to say anything. I was just going to sit back and enjoy. But since you called me out, I will say good evening. My name is Carolyn. I have enjoyed being in and being able to be prayed over. Hallelujah. I thank God for always being in the midst of those who are being grateful and just showing that gratitude and going before the throne of grace. We do have to repent daily. And young lady that kind of referred in her prayer to my favorite scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, just seeking the kingdom of heaven and all those things that we need. Thought or want will be added unto us. I just thank God every day for just being able to be amongst the living, hallelujah, with everything that's going on. That's not always, we have been looked at scripture and was told about the promise of 70 years, but I know the promise is eternal life, and I just thank God for whatever day that I have right here on earth, and pray that that I'm going to be in that number to be with him, and that my name is going to be called when he calls Reed off that book of the tree of life. So I just want to say hello, everybody.
Thank you. Welcome, and thank you, and amen. Amen.
And amen.
Bless you all. I pray that you all have a wonderful, you know, weekend. And I always like to say this. I usually say it when I'm doing my motivational post on Facebook and social media. But I'm going to continue to start saying it verbally, okay? And so no matter where you go, take God with you. Don't leave him outside.
Come
Don't
on.
Say you'll be back and forget and put in and forget. No matter where you go, always take God with you. Because
yes.
he's there. We're the one that removed the hand, right? We're the one that said, oh, we'll be right back. Up, oh, wait a minute. No. No. Take God with you. Wherever you go.
Wherever.
Acknowledge the Lord when you wake up in the morning. Because it's a gift. I love you all. God bless you. Happy Juneteenth. This is a liberation, but this right here is a breakthrough liberation. Okay? So until next time, I will be on again next Saturday at 10:00 a.m. And I will be speaking on some very important information, but I'm not going to do it tonight. I'll wait. But I love you all. Have a good evening. And I hope you all enjoy tonight's show. If you need to contact
me. Love you too,
Chris.
We love you too.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, Auntie Mel.
Hi, baby. That's my Iona.
Everybody
that is my angel.
Evening.
Yes, and she got a word. She got a word. I'm gonna have her on as a guest so that she can bless you all as well. And she has a
Amen.
Word for you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
all
I
right.
love you all. Have a
I
good
love
evening.
You too. You
all
too.
Right.
Happy Juneteenth,
all right.
everybody.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.